opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I've been following this new film, The Sound of Freedom, and it has done very well in spite of everything that the mainstream media and the rulers of the world, all that they have done to try to stymie. This movie has failed. It's continuing to fail. This was out of the BoundingtonTonomics.com. Sound of Freedom distributor Angel Studios sees box office gross increase in the second week. It saw its second week grosses increase over the premiere weekend. Press release, the distributor announced that Jim Caviezel, that developed this film, driven film, grossed $27 million in the second week, an increase of 37% from its opening weekend of $19.6 million. There have only been 10 wide-release movies in box office history that have had a second weekend increase greater than 35% over their opening weekend. All of them did it at Christmas. Angel Studios is the only studio to do this in the summer blockbuster season with The Sound of Freedom. The company's SVP of global distribution, Jared Giese, boasted about the film's success while also taking a shot at the company's competitors. Quote, "While the entire summer movie box office lineup is underperforming, our small independent film continues to grow week after week. Driven by millions of fans and supporters, Sound of Freedom has become a national and soon international movement for change." With that, I'm going to just make a comment. Don't think that the globalists are going to want to sit back and watch this movie go international into Europe, into South America, into Mexico, Africa. It'll be very limited in China. They do not want this movie to play on the globe because of the child trafficking, the slave trade, and the children sacrifices internationally. It's all tied into this movie in one way, directly or indirectly. They're not going to want it, especially in Europe, in the Middle East, because it's what they do. The globalists on all continents of this, all seven continents, this is what they do. I will say to the Christian churches, whether you be Catholic, Lutheran, Presbyterian, Evangelical, pray, because it's what God said, Christ said would happen. What is hidden, Christ said, will be revealed. What is done in the darkness will be brought out into the light. As you pray that this movie continues to go not only viral but international, God will be behind it. the children of the devil, Christ said they will be exposed for all that they do. 30 years ago, 40, 50, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, you didn't hear the term serial killer. But in the 70s and the 80s, you didn't hear it. It began to go viral. People began to realize that there are these serial killers back in the 70s and 80s. People didn't believe in children being abducted as sex slaves. The Franklin cover-up out of Omaha, Nebraska. Everything that is done in secret, Christ said, will be revealed, will be exposed, will be made known. This is the third of three very important, what I call, Catholic movies. There's the seven churches of God in Revelation chapter 1. The fourth church is called Thyatira, the Catholic Church. It's the biggest church as far as membership. It's international. It's not the oldest church. The Greek churches are older, but it is the biggest. And through the faithful people in the Catholic Church that fear God, and I'm going to use Mel Gibson as the example, this individual has been able to put out what I feel are the three most impactful, important Christian historical films, probably in the last 20, 25 years, beginning with The Passion of the Christ, Apocalypto, and now The Sound of Freedom. God's churches doing what they're supposed to do, bring the truth to societies of the world. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
You've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. You have to carefully monitor your health for the rest of your life. And you have an increased risk of developing cardiovascular disease.
Cut. Take two. Action.
You've been diagnosed with a new purpose, to fight for the amazing life you made for yourself. To look that risk of heart disease square in the face and say, no, not me. You've been given a new opportunity to live. Get started at nodiabetesbyheart.org.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations,
to boldly go where no man has gone before.
And the Starship Enterprise is the planet Earth. And the people of the Earth are going into a future that Christ said would be so... What would be the best word? It would be a world that is so evil that if he didn't return, no flesh would be saved. A corrupt world. A world run by people who are insane, but very brilliant. People who have an occupation. They are servants. And they are servants of another kingdom. A kingdom that you can't see. Luciferians, Illuminati, Skull and Bones, secret societies, many in Freemasonry, not all, Rosicrucians, children of the devil. You hear of the deeds of the children of the devil every day. Every day people hope and they wait for certain people to be prosecuted, to be punished legally, to cease their evil, to cease the wars. Well, Christ said that in the book of Job, chapter 9, that in the final years before Christ returns, in the decades, and even a century, the world will be turned over into the hands of the wicked. It has to happen. Also, Christ said that the rain falls on the just and the unjust. So he explains very clearly, there will be those who are just and unjust. But God, in his graciousness, he allows even the rain to fall on the fields of the unjust. The sun rises on the good and the bad. This is the goodness of God to all of mankind. And it says that the goodness of God leads men to repentance. But with the children of the devil, even the goodness of God is not attractive to them. The only thing that's attractive to them is power and every sort, every kind, every type of evil. This is why this film, Sound of Freedom, is doing well. As difficult as it is, I haven't seen it. I haven't had the time. But as difficult as it may be to see it, this is what God wants the people of the world to see. There comes a point in the time in which we live where the truth is very disturbing. But here we've heard and we've talked about it on this station, many people for the last two decades plus, that matters like child sacrifice. I'm not even going to begin because I'll totally get off the track. But with this movie, people are getting an insight into a world filled with horror. And the nation that will profit the most from child trafficking, human trafficking, sex slaves, child sacrifice, organ harvesting, blood harvesting, and every other kind of evil, I guess you just say, you have to say it's evil, is the United States of America. With this film, again, it's grossed more than the box office, than the film has now grossed more at the box office than major studio superhero films such as Shazam, Fury of the Gods, which only took in $57 million at the domestic box office. It's quite likely the film could be, could best The Flash by its third weekend. The Flash has only grossed $106.8 million domestically. Brought in $720,000 in its fifth weekend at the box office. Other films it will likely best include Paramount Pictures' Dungeons and Dragons. All of these films that Hollywood puts out that always has a demonic, satanic theme to them, the occult theme, whereas The Sound of Freedom is showing you what happens in reality with the children, the people of the world. This is basically showing, it's not really addressing, I don't know, the matter of child sacrifice, but I know that with every type of slavery, abductions, there's generally sacrifice involved, not just children. I know many of these, throughout the years, you had the milk carton faces of the children that disappear. The fact is, many of these individuals that disappear, they never show up. It's because they're abducted around ritual times throughout the year, especially the 4th of July and Christmas and Easter and Halloween and May Day, the 1st of May, the summer solstice. The press release, Angel Studios expected the film to cross the $100 million mark sometime this week before its third weekend. The film could also beat out Disney's Elemental as well as Universal's Puss in Boots. So, I do believe that this is speaking to the Christian people as well as just a society. Again, Mel Gibson, a Catholic. Three, what I would call a very important films put out by a faithful, you know, individual that does fear God, Mel Gibson, and has had the in Hollywood to be able to pull many of these things off. Now, there was also a social media reports that the AMC theaters were suppressing the film. This may have been the case in a few, depending on the manager of the AMC and maybe a few places throughout the country. But Angel Studios, the distributor for Sound of Freedom, issued a statement responding to a number of social media reports that AMC theaters are suppressing the film by shutting off air conditioning in theaters or creating other emergencies to have moviegoers vacate the theaters. In a press release, Angel Studios head of the theatrical division, Brandon Purdy, responded to these reports saying, "We understand there are rumors, predominantly in social media, that AMC theaters have made it difficult for fans to see The Sound of Freedom in local AMC theaters. We want to make it clear, these rumors are not accurate. AMC has been an outstanding partner for Angel Studios, and in fact, as a result of the movie's performance and consumer demand, AMC has agreed to add additional screens for Sound of Freedom this weekend." Angel Studios and the producers of Sound of Freedom are asking our fans to support AMC, all of our other theatrical partners. Purdy added, summer is the busiest season for people working in theaters, so we ask that anyone attending a screening of Sound of Freedom show kindness to their local theater staff. We have the best movie fans in the business. Let's continue to show theaters the love that Angel supporters are known for. And then Adam Aron, he tweeted, who is he? He's the CEO of AMC Theaters. He tweeted, really bizarre FUD, which is fear, uncertainty, and doubt, is floating around the Twitter that we are suppressing attendance for Sound of Freedom. Yesterday, we showed that movie 3,000 times at our 570 U.S. theaters, and more than 100,000 people watched it at AMC theaters. Misinformation on Twitter is astonishing. Bots, haters. In a follow-up tweet, he also wrote, let's put this ridiculous conspiracy theory to bed. Friday and Saturday, more than 250,000 people watched Sound of Freedom at the AMC in the United States. So, I would encourage, and I'm going to try to, hopefully this weekend, see the movie. But again, for those, if we, the members of the seven churches of God, not just the Catholic Church, or the evangelical churches, or the Lutherans, or the Orthodox, if we pray and ask the Lord, ask Christ to get this movie international, to wake up the people of the world, especially parents, then hopefully there'll be lives saved. I mean it. You know, there are these parents that are so poor that they are forced to give up their children for not adoption anymore. They leave them, it used to be during the Depression in this country, they would leave children on the doorstep of the orphanage or the churches. Well, nowadays, these young children, there is no orphanages. There are churches that can't take them in. These children are just either left for dead or sold. Whoever will pay something for the children. In South America, many of the Christian families are being careful not to have children because they know that if they have children, the children may not live to a year of age. And the hardships are unbearable. You may love children, but they are choosing not to until the society in which they live, whatever country, turns around, things turn around, the economy, when the police can be trusted. In this country, social services, I wouldn't trust social services. They can't be trusted. Everything changed with the Child Protective Services during the Bill and Hillary Clinton administration. Child protection agencies became part of the apparatus of abduction of children. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. And we'll continue. Present Truth, 1360KHSC.com for podcasts.
Jay Deplorable here. Join me for my A10 Warthog radio show, the home of truth, logic, and common sense. That Swamp Fight, Saturdays at 12 noon.
Return to the magic and mystique of the Renaissance. The Colorado Renaissance Festival in Larkspur is back. Weekends through August 6th, filled with royalty, pageantry, jugglers, and musicians. Comedy, games, fine arts, and crafts.
It's entertainment. It's fantasy. It's an adventure to the park.
Eat, drink, and be merry. Return to the Colorado Renaissance Festival. Weekends through August 6th. Discount tickets available at
KHNC
and online at ColoradoRenaissance.com.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
The question is, does America care about its sons and daughters? Not with child trafficking, not with these illegals coming over the border and never making it to harbors of safety. No way. America doesn't care about its sons and daughters. America doesn't care about the American people. And what I'm talking about is the monster part of this country. The wicked who rule and run and are in positions of power in this country. Those that never prosecute the individuals who are causing hardship and death to the people of this country through vaccinations. Out of whatdoesitmean.com today's article, headlines, Pentagon leaks emails to Russia as Obama daughter says her father is definitely gay. I believe it was Malia. I had read some articles that I have in some of my old, just 2 weeks ago, articles. And Malia, I believe, was talking about Michael or Michelle. And you see, these two daughters, these two girls, I've been trying to Snopes. We get all these Snopes, AOL, these fact checkers who, once something comes out in a negative or a truthful manner about Obama or Bush Jr., any of the presidents other than Trump, immediately Snopes or someone comes out and they dismiss and counter what is being stated. Well, this is Barack Obama's brother, Malik Obama. This is the Gateway Pundit. Malik Obama tweets, his brother Barack Obama is definitely gay. Then deletes tweet in a panic. He's a wise guy. Because even he is not safe. Malik Obama said his brother Barack Obama is definitely gay in response to the former president's statement on banning porn books for children. Quote, today some of the books that shaped my life and the lives of so many others are being challenged by people who disagree with certain ideas or perspectives. Librarians are on the front lines fighting every day to make the wildest possible range of viewpoints, opinions, and ideas available to everyone. Quote, Barack Obama said, today some of the books that shaped my life and the lives of so many others are being challenged by people who disagree with certain ideas or perspectives. Obama was referring to sexual explicit books such as Gender Queer, a book filled with pornographic photos. Malik Obama reacted to Obama's tweet. This man is definitely gay, again. And Malik Obama said in a since-deleted retweet, So he tweeted it, and then he deleted it. Breitbart.com. Yesterday's program, the 17th, Barack Obama wrote a letter defending LGBTQ and books in children's schools and private libraries as Republican-led states move to restrict them amid growing concern from parents. No coincidence that these, he continues, no coincidence that these banned books are often written by or feature people of color, indigenous people, and members of the LGBTQ and community. Though they have also been unfortunate instances in which books by conservative authors or books containing triggering words or scenes have been targeted for removal. The man has two tongues. Either way, the impulse seems to be to silence rather than engage, rebut, learn from, or seek to understand views that don't fit our own. So, I have my views and what I've researched about this family. There was a man, back in the late 2015-16, his last name was Sinclair. He was Barack Obama's lover. He came out and went public. There was a former girlfriend when Barack was in Hawaii. She said definitely he smoked a lot of pot and he really wasn't inclined to women. And then we've heard so much that I think I'm just going to be beating a horse. Now, on the world stage, in Russia, we really should continue to watch what's happening in Europe, because like I stated earlier in the first segment, Christ said everything that's being done in secret is going to be brought out into the open. Everything. Nothing is going to be hidden. The Crimea Bridge was under attack once again. And this time they think that it was a drone that was in the water. Drones don't have to fly. They're submarines or things of that nature that they used to destroy or to attack the bridge once again. You see, Crimea presently is being protected by Russia. Ukraine and American CIA and the Nazi government officials and commanders want to cut the island off, Crimea, or not the island, but they want to cut Crimea off from Russia. They want the harbor. They want the ports. And this will be a mistake. You continue to push. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. America has decided that we are going to have to do even more to win this battle with Russia. This is why the military is now going to begin to send troops into that area along the border. Right. Wink, wink. Right? I'm sure they're going to sit right on the border. No. Like in Cambodia, we're going to go into the war zone. Rick Rodriguez.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360khnc.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360khnc.com.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258, My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Promises, I'm all through with promises, promises now. I don't know how I got the nerve to walk out. If I shout, remember, I feel free. Now I can look at myself and be proud. I'm laughing.
And we're going to talk about promises again today. because what Russia was promised, that we would never move NATO into Eastern Europe. Promises broken. Now, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, he's warned that 52 countries had no way to reduce their debt burden and were approaching default. And Treasury Secretary Janet go to China, eat magic mushrooms, and get an all-time high and say it was a magical experience, Yellen insanely proclaimed about the Ukraine conflict that, and I think she was still suffering from the hallucinations she was having in China. You see, she thinks she's important. She's a globalist. And the Russia and China and some of the BRICS nations, many of the multipolar world nations, they don't see her as important. They see her as a threat. She is a criminal. She's a threat to their sovereignty, a threat to these nations, and especially now that she's probably making another trip, planning another trip to go back to China to have more mushrooms. And she did say, quote, "It was a magical experience. It was psychedelic." Well, don't be fooled. She's probably not as the Snow White that you think she is. Well, she might be a Snow White, actually. We got the White House, Snow White. What does that mean? So anyhow, she says, "Ending this war is first and foremost a moral imperative." No, she has no morals. Don't be fooled. She's getting paid top dollar. She loves a position. But there's also the single best thing we can do for the global economy. No, this is why there is a multipolar world, group of nations, breaking away from whatever is best for the economies of the nations controlled by the unipolar West, by the World Bank and the IMF. A proclamation of insanity praising the billions of dollars the socialist Western colonial powers have been sent to enrich the American military-industrial complex while killing and maiming hundreds of thousands of Ukrainian soldiers, now joined by U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, who just revealed, another globalist. You see, everybody in the cabinet surrounding the ruler, the imposter, who's not making any decisions, are all globalists. These people are being paid for. They are controlled, owned by, directed by the rulers of the West, the rulers in this country and in Europe, the rulers of the world in Pilgrim Society, the multi-headed Hydra, the multi-armed Shiva, Pilgrim Society. He said, "The president has given a green light and he will allow, permit, support, facilitate, and in fact provide the necessary tools for Ukrainians to begin being trained on the F-16s as soon as the Europeans are prepared." No. Eventually it's going to be Americans flying those F-16s. Because do you know how long it takes for these individuals to be prepared to fly something that sophisticated? These aren't even the sophisticated aircraft. These are decades old. They're still going to be difficult to fly. But no, it's going to take not months. It's going to take a year or more if they can find qualified people. And where are the qualified people going to come from? Just Ukraine? No. They'll come from other NATO countries. They'll come from especially England and the United States. Then, another thing that's happening in the multipolar world See, the multipolar world nations have been getting together recently. They have been working together in Asia, in Moscow, in Saudi Arabia, and now in Africa. They're going to have here in, I think it's just this week even, I'm trying to find the date, they're going to get together in Africa. African Union Coordination Summit. Kenyan President William Ruto, he's pushing for a new financing system for the African Union that would benefit the union's combined 1.39 billion people. They're breaking away from the unipolar control network. Russia has given them, and China, by making this agreement a year and 4 months ago, have given these nations the boldness and the hope they can break away from Janet Yellen. They can break away from a century plus control of the French, of the English, of America, of the Germans. We're going to go to a break. We're going to come back and continue. Promises, promises. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
What can the right financial advisor help you plan for? Your kids' awkward teenage phase and they need braces. Saving up for your kids' college education. Your daughter is planning for the wedding of her dreams. Taking the grandkids to a Disney World cruise. The wife needs to fly first class to Europe. You want a boys-only trip to Vegas to get away from things. Being able to retire and live the lifestyle of your desire. With the right advisor and the right plan, all of these things are possible. I'm Joey Jaquin, and I want to be your financial advisor and help you and your loved ones live the life of your dreams. Let's not beat around the bush. This is going to require a lot of hard work, but I can personally guarantee that nobody will outwork me when it comes to being there for my clients. Too many advisors cut corners and take shortcuts to sell you. As you know, my parents raised me to be better than that. Reach me at my cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bail-outs, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-priced spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no man has gone before.
From a new world order to a two world order. The nations have made the decision to boldly go to where no man has ever gone before. From a new world, one world order to a two world order. The second world order is getting together in Moscow on the 27th of July, 2023. The Valdai International Discussion Club released its document entitled Russia and Africa, an Audit of Relations, ahead of the Russia-African Summit to be held in St. Petersburg, Petersburg on the 27th of July. It summarizes, to understanding the deep foundations of Russian-African cooperation, knowledge of the problems Africans face and the understanding and essence of their request for cooperation could become a serious competitive advantage for Russia in the current geopolitical conditions. Now, Russia and China, and Russia has begun this through Vladimir Putin. This began right after Vladimir became president of Russia. Again, I emphasize this because this is what happened. Russia took a direction to bring in a two-world order, to go to war with the new world, one-world order. And Vladimir solo set things in place in Africa, in Brazil and South America, South Africa initially, and working in Asia with India. And in a sense, I think, if I'm correct, as Russia began to work with India, Xi Jinping realized that he better be part of the plans that Putin and the vision that Putin had for a two-world order, an alternative order to the globalist West, to America's imperialism. And Xi Jinping, when he became president of China, he knew this was a win-win. A win for China, a win for Russia, a win also for the nations of the world that wanted to break away from American world hegemony. And he, Xi Jinping, and Vladimir Putin worked this deal out. This is a profound agreement, one of the most important agreements, I think greater than the Trilateral Commission agreement in the 70s. February the 4th of last year, a cooperation agreement with Russia and the Russian people and China and the Chinese people, a declaration to agree to go to war with, if necessary, bullets and bombs, but diplomatically, economically, against Americans' world hegemony. They agreed, and the nations have followed. The nations have begun to ride that coattail and that momentum. This is what happens with General Antonio Guterres talking about the problems in these 52 countries. I'm out of time. Minutes. They go quickly. Podcasts are 1360khnc.com, to the podcast section on that site, and 1360khnc.com is how you get there. Rick Rodriguez will visit tomorrow. We'll see what else is going to happen.
Hey, all you Sharp community members, this is Tommy at Tommy's Barbers and Blades. Just wanted to reach out and tell you to stop by our shops and get your fade, shaves, your beer. Grab a knife from Revo. Find us at 4th and Garfield in downtown Loveland, 970-617-2158, or hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com. If you're a little further south, you can find us in Meade off of Highway 66 and I-25. You can reach us there at 720-745-0782. And as always, live sharp.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.